Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Hey, good morning, everybody. And I can't believe it, but it's Friday again already. Man, I don't know where this week went. It just flew past me, and all of a sudden, here we are, getting ready for another weekend. Well, I always do enjoy the weekend, but I also enjoy Fridays because I get to share with you our Friday roundup, where we give you a summary of our episodes from this week. I love doing this part. So let's get right at it. Going back and looking at Monday, where our song for the week was called Jesus at the Center, written and performed by Israel Houghton and New Breed. I know I tell you every week that I love the song that I do on Mondays, and really I do. They're all great songs, and I really enjoy all of them. But this particular song has been one of my favorites since it was released back in 2012. It's a wonderful song of declaration of who God is and the place that He needs in our lives at the center. At the very center of who we are and of everything that we're doing, Jesus needs to be at the center of it all. And Matthew 6:33 tells us how we can do that. It says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these other things that you worry about will be given to you as well. There is a real blessing when we learn to keep Jesus at the center of our lives in every way. He'll keep us on track. He'll keep us going in the right direction. He will give us peace, and He will never leave us. Wonderful song. Check it out from Monday. Tuesday's episode was called The Prayer for Peace, where we looked at that famous prayer written by St. Francis of Assisi over 800 years ago. St. Francis gave up everything of himself so that he could make an impact on the world for Jesus Christ. And he did, and that impact is still seen and heard today. Here are the first few lines from that prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. And where there is darkness, light. That's just part of this powerful prayer, and it is a strong reminder of how we are to be the salt and the light and the reflection of God's love into this world where so many people are hurting. Wednesday's episode was called The Nobody Who Wasn't. I've often shared with you some of the people in the Bible who are, you don't really know a lot about them. You hear their name maybe once or twice somewhere in Scripture, and then they sort of fade into the background. Well, Wednesday's episode was about one of those guys. His name was Ittai. Back in 2 Samuel chapter 15, David's son Absalom had overthrown his father to become the king of Israel. Now, not only did Absalom overthrow David, he was threatening to kill David and the rest of the family so that they could never rise up against Absalom. So David grabbed the family and was preparing to flee the city. And as they were leaving, this is where this man Ittai came into play. And one of the things about him that you need to remember is that Ittai was not a Jew, nor was he from Israel. He was a Philistine, part of the same nation as Goliath, who David had killed many years before. But Ittai was not against David. He had arrived in Jerusalem with 600 men to stand and fight alongside King David. Verse 19, David turned and said to Ittai, "Why are you coming with us? Go back to King Absalom, for you are a guest in Israel, a foreigner in exile." Then verse 21, but Ittai said to the king, "I vow by the Lord and by your own life that I will go wherever my lord the king goes, no matter what happens, whether it means life or death." Ittai is a pretty amazing guy. Here he came from the Philistines with his own army to support David. And then when David was ready to release Ittai and tell him, "You guys can go back home. You don't need to come with me when I'm running away from Absalom. You guys go back. You're guests in our country." But Ittai said, "No. I came here to stand with you. Me and my army, we will stand with you no matter what." Now that's loyalty. It's the kind of loyalty that comes from a strength of character, that understands that God has placed an anointing on certain people to be leaders. And while those leaders will have a lot of support from people when things are going very good, the problem occurs when things start to go bad. All of a sudden, those who appeared to be loyal and would never turn their back on the leader, they are suddenly nowhere to be seen. What Attai understood is that David was the anointed leader, and as that anointed leader, he needed people to stand with him in the hard times, in the very difficult times, in the times of even life and death. And there's the powerful lesson for us today. Yesterday's episode was called You Cannot Live Backward. We all know that most people have things in their past that they are not exactly proud of. They wish they could actually forget about it and leave it back there. But somehow in our minds, these mistakes often keep coming forward. We think about them. We can even dwell upon them. But when we do that, we're forgetting one of the most important things that God has done for us. He has set us free from the past. Throughout the New Testament, we are taught that we are new creatures, that we are new beings in Christ, that our past has been washed away and God's given us a new plan for our lives that we can move forward in with His grace and His mercy working in us. And Paul teaches in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13, he says, "Dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it yet, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past, I look forward to what lies ahead." Paul's teaching in Philippians 3 is one we need to hang on to. Here was Paul, a man who was a murderer of Christians, whose life was turned around by Jesus Christ, and he went forward in a new life, doing new things that he didn't even think were possible, and preaching the gospel to people who knew that he had been that murderer. That's why he can say, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. And that's what I hope that each of us do. We are looking forward to what lies ahead, what Christ has for us, the good things that God has for us. I hope you had a good week, my friends, and I hope you have an even better weekend, spending it with your family and getting to church. Be blessed and be a blessing wherever you go. Have a great weekend, my friends, and we will talk again on Monday.
Thank you for joining us today, and I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.